Upon reaching Chancellor Martin's office, students found the blinds drawn and the doors locked. Freshman Leland Pan says they'll still speak out against the chancellor's proposal to split the UW-Madison from the rest of the UW system. Pan says this would eventually privatize public education and hurt unions.
We've already privatized Wisconsin Institute for Discovery. The food service there is not privatized, despite the fact it is a university building, and Chancellor Martin is supposed to honor the contract to have all food services on campus be unionized. And you can gather from the Capitol from a couple months ago that this state is fully in favor of fighting for union rights.
Several student groups want UW-Madison officials to oppose the governor's proposed $125 million cut to their school and reduce tuition to 2003 levels. They also want full state funding for minority scholarships and greater involvement of students in policy, budgets, and tuition decisions. A UW-Madison spokesman says the new Badger partnership would give the campus more autonomy in its operations and help the school stay competitive. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.